I'd like to read a couple of verses before we start here. In Joshua, starting with chapter 6 and verse 19. But all the silver and gold and vessels of bronze and iron are consecrated to the Lord. They shall come into the treasury of the Lord. And if you go back to chapter 5, starting with verse 13. And it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted his eyes and looked, and behold, a man stood opposite him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went to him and said, Are you for us or for our adversaries? But he said, No, but as commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshipped him and said, What does my Lord say to his servant? Then the commander of the Lord's army said to Joshua, Take your sandal off your foot, for the place where you stand is holy. So Joshua did so. And then in Psalm 32, I just want to reiterate a verse that I brought up on Tuesday night. And actually go back a verse. Verse 8, Psalm 32, verse 8, it says, This is the Lord speaking to David. He says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way that you should go. I will guide you with my eye. Do not be like the horse or like the mule, who have no understanding, which must be harnessed with bit and bridle, else they will not come near you. Let's pray. Father, I do thank you again that this morning we all have nothing against us as far as you're concerned, because you've taken that all away in the blood of your Son, Jesus. And Lord, we stand into that this morning. We thank you for the cleansing that we have. We thank you that you have taken us for yourself, and now you have us before you as your own children. And we ask this from you, O Father, that you would speak to us, that you would instruct us in the way that we should go. I pray, Father, that there would be no heaviness in anything that's said, because I know you mean no heaviness in things. But I pray that you will show us the things that you want and give us understanding, so that we will not be like the horse, who have to be dragged to you. Father, I commit the number of
And you that part, you have to take responsibility for it. The Lord has done his part for the religion. He gave his glory to you. Now, do that. The way you go,
and you put the time in and do it in particular, but I don't have to do it in the
the part of the order of the job that is leading the people, God will give you back. God will have to allow himself to be commanded. Instead of bringing the angel said it was upon the tomb, But if they need to preserve our soul and give us the spirit of these paths. So the Lord has for all of us, the whole package. He wants it all. He wants it well. Now, you know, this little passage is where it's going on with the Lord. What did the Lord say about God? What did it say about God? I don't believe that. When I'm sure it matters, so we can have a good life. We can have a good life. It is. We go to the altar of sin, and then we go to the altar of sin. It is. So that was the process of all the way of living. And I'm not going to be a little, oh, no, 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 you can't do it, but I'm going to be a
I'm not going to do that.
then Mark chapter 4 is the same parable. So verse 8 and 19, Abilene comes out of Lutheran and that, and says, now this is the one that is thrown on the corner. That's the one who considers the word, and the character of this world, but it is a people of their sins, and the designers for other things, and it's in him.
I think it's all. 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 It's all.
He even told him how his borders are to be on him. Now, those around the field was doing his and marvelous bones of the other. There was not much more cold to do when you were a little baby. Therefore, do not worry, then, but the Holy Spirit will be up for what the Holy Spirit is. For after all these things, the Gentiles, for the Heavenly Father knows that we need all these things. But, two first things are in the present, and all these things are in the present. You know, the Lord is saying, do not say to the Lord, he's saying, don't you have faith? You know what you need is faith that I can be happy with you. Because you have faith that I care for you. You know that I'm going to provide the things that you need, not the things necessarily that you want. But the things that you need, I know that you have need. And I am waiting and going to do it for you. For those who have been in trial, who are to come out of the medicine and to get it out of the medicine. So he said, if you have faith, if you have faith, if you have faith, if you have faith, then I'm going to take care of you. And that is freedom. It's the animal. But you don't have to worry about everything. I'm going to say that you need to be afraid of that. I want you to see that I want you to know that I'm going to care for you now. So now, you're afraid to see that I want you to do. And that is the time that I get. I'm not saying that I want to do that. I'm saying that God that is everything that is rising in you. And knowing that, blessing it, come on, Jesus, and let it be free if we can. Now, just
Thank you.
the lower part,
I'm
because nobody was going to put him away from himself. So it was a battle.
I don't know.